Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tani Talk Stuff, the share where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes, where we're looking at Rosh Hashanah 3. The Gemara starts at the end of 2 saying that Aaron wasn't alive when Moshe began his speech, because it said that after he smitten Og, and Aaron already passed away, when that happened, Sichon was still alive when Aaron passed away. We know that Sichon was alive when Aaron passed away, because it says the Canaanite king of Arad heard and warred against Israel. What report did he hear that prompted him to attack Israel? He heard that Aaron had died and the clouds of glory had departed. He thought that permission had been granted to fight against Israel. This is borne out by what is written. The entire assembly saw that Aaron had perished. And Rabbi Baruch says, don't say that they saw. It says that they were seen, because the clouds of glory had disappeared because Aaron had perished. And that's what the Gemara talks about, that it was in his merit that there were clouds. How many clouds? On each side, the notes point out, the clouds of glory were provided in the merit of Aaron. When Aaron died, they departed, leaving them exposed and vulnerable. Tanis points out, the Jewish people had 6 clouds, one on each of their 4 sides, one above them, one below. A 7th cloud traveled ahead of them that prepared a path for the travel and guided them. That's what Tanhuma points out. So Aharon gave the protection for the Jewish people. We should realize that the sages in our midst, the fantastic people in this world, the Lamed Vav Tzadikim and beyond, the sages, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Rashi Yeshiva, and the heads of the world, the Gedolei Hador, the people who are really around, they really are protecting us in many different ways that we don't even know about. Just as Aharon provided real protection in his merit for the clouds of glory to literally protect them until Sichon saw that it was gone, so too in our lives, the world is only in the merit of the Torah learning that's happening, in the wonderful acts of mitzvahs and chesed, kindness that are being done by people around the world, especially the Rosh Yeshiva. Don't take it for granted. These wonderful people understand, appreciate what they do and how they're protecting us and protecting the world from its very existence every single day. Join us next time as we talk the TTD Rosh Hashanah 4, and I'm your host, Tani.